Sam's Club inside the Lambeau Field Atrium. It's Packers Live with Larry Montero. This week's Packers special guest, defensive back Micah Hyde. Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry Montero.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. How about that comeback? Do you think it deserves an ode?
Yes.
Me too. Appropriately enough, it is called Ode to the Comeback. And it goes something like this. The Packers trailed at the half, 26-3. Got them right where we want them, asserted Mike McCarthy. He hadn't gone nuts. The coach wasn't crazy. He knew the comeback would start with a handoff to Lacy. It went for 60. There were four touchdowns for Flynn. Add another from Eddie, and it's a one-point win. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is one of the most productive and versatile fifth-round draft choices in the history of the Green Bay Packers. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Micah Hyde. Michael, welcome to the program. Take the far seat there. Michael, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Nice. Thanks for asking. It's got to be a great feeling today after a game like that.
It's a wonderful feeling. I still woke up this morning and I said, wow, to myself. It was an incredible victory yesterday.
Micah, let's dissect it a little bit. How big was Eddie Lacy's 60-yard run to open the second half?
It was awesome. It was awesome. He gave us tons of momentum. Obviously, as a defensive player, you know, that helps us out a lot. Showed some wheels on that play.
I guess.
I said something to him this morning about that.
Now, Micah, during the second half, was there a progression? You look, from the outside looking in, yeah, kind of hopelessly out of it at halftime. Was there kind of a progression on the sideline as you guys are playing that, okay, we got a chance, and then we got a real good chance, and then we can get this thing, or was it just a play-to-play thing?
I think, you know, as soon as we came out there in the second half, and what you just said, Lacy's long run, and the offense was able to put in the end zone with a great play by Jordy. You know, from there on, we were just trying to stop the offense, get the ball back, stop their offense, get the ball back for our offense. And so, you know, we felt like if we just keep inching and fighting, we had an opportunity.
I saw where you tweeted after the game, you have to kill us.
Yes, correct.
You guys are like snapping turtle.
Exactly.
Snapping turtle tough.
Exactly.
They run you over, you go to pick it up, and it bites you. Huh?
Exactly, yeah. You know, that's just the mentality that we had yesterday. We were getting beat pretty bad in the first half. I think that's evident. But in the second half, we came out, trying to fight and scratch back, and we was able to get the victory.
At halftime, just between us, yeah, do you think there was a prayer you guys would get it done?
Honestly, I've been in games like this before. We had a huge comeback when I was at Iowa. It was similar to this, where we getting beat very bad and we came back and won. So, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but me personally, I felt like, you know, we're no matter what, unless we're getting beat by, you know, 50 or 60, I feel like we have an opportunity to get back in the game.
Well, individually speaking, Micah, a busy day for you, and it began on the opening kickoff, where I believe you were playing R1.
Yeah.
And you went down, and is that a good way to start an afternoon, is to make the big hit inside the 20?
It definitely is. We stress a lot, you know, trying to have their offense start inside the 20, and Coach Slocum drew up a good play, and he gave me the opportunity to go down and make a play.
Micah, your full-time job is the, quote, nickelback,
yeah,
and you often play in the slot position whenever they go nickel or dime defense.
Yeah.
Do you like that particular area of the field? Do you like playing there?
I love it. It's fun. You know, you support on the run. You get to you go into the other team's slot receiver, and you know, they're usually quick. It's a good matchup. It's a big challenge for me, and I definitely enjoy it.
There's a lot of variety there, and I think you mentioned it a moment ago about playing a little bit of everything because you do defend the pass.
Yeah.
You do play the run, and you do blitz. A lot of variety in that particular job, huh?
Yeah, like I said, I really enjoy it. I didn't get to blitz much at Iowa, so when I get the opportunity, I'm just trying to get to the quarterback.
Another thing you added to your repertoire as the season has progressed is the punt return job. Had a big one in the comeback, a 26-yarder that set up a touchdown. That was enormous, Mr. Micah Hyde.
Thank you.
Now, that particular end of your job description, do you enjoy it?
I definitely do. I really enjoy that. You know, it gives us the opportunity to go out there and like that, just make a big play. And you know, Coach drew up another good play. Honestly, I just had to catch the ball and run to the left side. Everybody was blocking perfect. And the short kick got pressure on the kicker, and I just had to try to make something happen.
Now, we've watched all the different aspects to your game. And going back to the rookie camp after the draft, I remember watching you in practice saying, that young fellow is just a football player. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just get it.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Were you born with that, or is that just playing as a young kid, or where does that come from?
I think, me personally, I just think it comes from playing a variety of sports at a young age. You know, I grew up playing football, basketball, baseball, soccer, and honestly, every single one of them sports, I do a little bit every now and then on the football field. You know, your feet, you gotta work your feet, soccer players, and basketball, you're working side to side like a defender. You know, there's just stuff like that, you know, balls in the air, baseball. So there's a lot of things I did at a young age that really helped me out to this day.
Well, Micah, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle. In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Micah, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Would you show us where you're at on the screen here?
I'm pretty sure that's me right here.
Okay. And feel free to draw. It costs a lot of money. They like it when you use it. Okay.
Sounds good.
The first question. Yeah, big circles like that.
Yeah.
The first question I have for you, let's start the tape. What is going on? Because you're lined up on the left side, then you go to the right side, and then you're going back to the left side. What in the name of Vince Lombardi is going on?
Well, see, the offense likes to put them in a bunch, you know, and just run a lot of crossing routes like that. Try to confuse the defense, try to get them to run into each other. And honestly, you saw right there, you know, me and JB working back and forth right there. You know, they're just trying to, you know, pick us and do stuff like that. So, you know, as a defensive player, they're just trying to get you to get confused and try to bump in or get screened.
Okay, now this group over here, that's the bunch you're referring to,
correct? Yep.
Okay, are you guys in man or zone?
It's kind of both. You know, we start off in a man call, then kind of work to this bunch. It gets into a zone.
Okay, now let's start it again. Coming out of the bunch, do you know who you have from the get-go?
I do not. You kind of got to read it. You know, once you see, I think that's Witten right there, once you see him go up the field, you kind of got to read it and kind of feel yourself out to the low guy. And, you know, it's just with studying film. We know that, you know, one of these guys is going to go low, and you just got to pick them out and try to make a play on it.
Okay, here you are right there working against Miles Austin.
Yeah.
Now, to a non-athlete myself, how do you cover these guys? I mean, what are you supposed to do? He knows where he's going.
Yeah.
You don't know where he's going, probably. And so, like, what do you do?
You know, that's why I enjoy playing defensive back. It's a huge challenge, and that's why I like to say defensive backs are the most skilled guys on the field, because you got to go against guys that, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, and they know what they're running, and you don't. So it's definitely a challenge.
Yeah, them and centers, very skilled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Micah, moment of truth right here. And let's roll the tape. And if we could take it back and slow it down just a little bit, okay? Now, as you're going through and actually covering and coming up with a pass defense, what's going on right now?
You know, I just try to get my hands on him and not let him have a free release inside. You know, I would not like to let him get, you know, inside of me on that play and kind of try to, you know, try to seal him off to the outside. But, Unfortunately, he slipped inside of me, and I just tried to make a play on the ball without getting a pass interference call.
All right, well done, Micah Hyde. We got to take a break. When we come back, it is time to play Earn Your Autograph starring Maverick.
Catch Packers live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
It is time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player's name is Maverick. Maverick, you got a cool name.
Thanks.
And Frank has another question for you.
Maverick, are you ready to rumble?
Maverick, you ready to rumble?
Yes.
Well, if you could, am I boring you?
What?
Never mind. Stupid thing. If you can learn the football skill Mike is about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How cool is that?
Cool.
Worth rumbling for, right?
Sure.
Okay, Micah, what are we going to learn?
I'm going to teach you the fair catch today, okay? Because when you have, when you're a punt returner someday and you have these 6'2", 260-pound guys running full speed ready to take your head off, you're going to want a fair catch, okay? So that's what I'm going to teach you, all right? So you're the punt returner.
Don't leave.
So you're the punt returner right there, all right? And let's pretend there's a whole bunch of guys running at you, okay? And so what you're going to do is you're going to wave your hand like this, and I'm going to throw you the ball, and all you got to do is catch it. Does that make sense?
Fair enough, Maverick?
Yeah.
All right, so okay. when you wave your hand in the air, catch it, that's all it is.
Micah, does he earn your autograph?
He definitely does.
All right. Well, Maverick is getting Micah's autograph. We've got to take a break. When we come back, it is time for this week's Chalk Talk. Don't go away, please. You're watching Packers Live. The Packers don't do anything in the first half, and then on the very first play of the second half, Eddie Lacy cracks a 60-yarder, and the game is never the same. Let's take a look at that 60-yarder. Okay, here's the setup. The Cowboys are actually slanting this way, and Eddie Lacy is running this way. How do the Packers solve that problem? First of all, I want you to check out Josh Sitton right here. And you can see that defensive lineman slanting, and Josh expedites his slant. He just shoves him a little further than he wants to go right there. Now let's go back and look inside at Evan Dietrich Smith. Now here's the other slanter. Evan is going to block back on him. And what you'll notice Evan doing is that he takes him, and not only does he block back, he also takes him off the line of scrimmage and catches a linebacker in the wash, and that's a very good thing. Now let's go back and get the crux of the matter. The Packers are really stoning the hole. They're going to pull T.J. Lang, Lee John Kuhn, and Andrew Corliss. That is called stoning the hole. And the first guy we want to focus on is T.J. Lang. Watch him. He's going to read Sitton's block going outside, so he's going to cut it inside. And Sitton gets on the linebacker, and here's a very heads-up play by Kuhn. He notices Lang's got that guy under control, so watch John Kuhn. Watch what he does. He comes off and cuts off the pursuit right there. That's good. And another thing the Packers do very well. Coming up, James Jones. Wide receivers blocking. It leads to big plays. And after Eddie Lacy went for 60, this game was never the same. Frankie! Of course, Micah, you are no stranger to big plays, and I think back to the first Viking game on a punt return that you didn't fair catch.
Yes, correct.
93-yard touchdown. Does that rank as your biggest professional thrill so far?
I think it does. I definitely think it does. First touchdown was a big play in the game. Gave us momentum to go on and win that game, so it was an awesome feeling.
One of your guys' biggest wins of the season, it just seemed that way because it was on the road against a good team. Aren't they defending Super Bowl champs? The Baltimore Ravens, the defending Super Bowl champs? Okay. Yeah. Against the defending Super Bowl champs, and you had a big play in that one too, came on one of your variety things that you work on the slot, and that's a blitz.
Yeah.
And the forced fumble.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach called my number, so I just went in there and tried to make a play and got the ball out. Unfortunately, we didn't get it, but it was a big play in the game.
Certainly was. Now, something that I think is a real challenge to you guys that play out in space, and you play in the slot and that qualifies as out in space,
yeah.
is that teams purposely try to screw you up
yeah.
with crossing routes and so forth.
Yeah.
And take a look at yourself right here, mm-hmm. and the Baltimore Ravens are trying to create a traffic issue right
yeah.
there. And that's hard, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And definitely when you're in man coverage, you don't really have that much help. And, you know, you could – sometimes you're you know, outside leverage and you have a safety in the middle, so that helps you out a lot. But, you know, a play like that, you're man up, inside leverage, they throw it to the corner, you got to try to make a play on it. So it's difficult.
Another challenge is that the defenses change on a down-to-down basis. Very next play in the Baltimore game, after they ran that cross
yeah.
on you, this time you guys are playing zone, and
yeah.
you got to be mentally ready to adopt a whole different frame of mind, don't you?
Exactly, and you know I give credit to Sam on that play. He read it before they even snapped the ball and told me to watch one coming in, and you know that's why he's a very good player.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Micah from our lively audience here at top the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. Micah Hyde is our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Vicky.
And your question?
Micah, I would love to know what went on in the locker room during halftime yesterday.
You know what, to tell you the truth, I honestly have no idea because I went in there and I had to go to the bathroom. So, and there was a long line, and I didn't find out until after the game that, you know, who was yelling this and that, but I heard some screaming. I was just focused on going to the bathroom.
Nature called. Your name?
Joshua.
And Joshua, what's your question?
What was your best punt return this season?
Oh, this season? It was definitely the Vikings game for the touchdown. That was a huge
yeah, play. 93 yards worth. And your name?
Ella.
Ella, are you related to Joshua?
Yes.
Never guess it. What's your question?
Why did you choose to be a returner and a cornerback?
I don't think I chose. I think that my high school coach kind of threw me there. And you know, if it was up to me, I'd be playing quarterback because the ball's in my hands every play. But I don't think I would have played here, though.
thank you, Mike, and thanks to our questioners. Frank? What is your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Well, my favorite question was the one what was said at halftime, and they receive a Packers keychain with a bottle opener.
Yeah. Frank, of course, nobody's a loser. Nobody goes away a loser on Packers Live. What do we have as parting gifts for our other questioners?
Crocheted coasters from my grandma.
All right. Coming up, some final thoughts, maybe more from Frank. Who knows? Stay with us, please. We are back. Thank you, Curtis Short. Back with Micah Hyde. Micah, now you're originally from Ohio.
Correct.
But went to school at Iowa.
Yeah.
But I have learned you've kind of become a Wisconsinite. I know that because one time you told somebody that you love cheese curds.
I love them. I can't get enough of those things.
Do they got them on the training table here at the stadium?
They don't. They don't. But I have some places that I go and get them from.
All right, Micah. Hey, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Very good quarterback, tough receivers, quick receivers, fast receivers. Very good back. I played, you know, a couple years at when I was at Iowa. He was at Michigan State, so you know I know their offense. Very good coach and Tomlin. So it's going to be a tough battle here in Lambeau, and we are hopefully going to be ready for it.
You enjoying your rookie season? I mean, you think, hey, this is a good way to make a living?
Oh, it's an awesome way to make a living. It's an awesome way. Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it. You know, I couldn't be in a better place in Green Bay. It's awesome here. The fans are tremendous, best in the nation, and I couldn't ask for anything better.
Micah, continued success. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.